Yeah, I think I've surprised quite a few. Everyone expected me really to stay with the Swan Yamaha team, and possibly so did I. But I kind of waited for a few weeks on the different things happening with the Swan Yamaha team, and they were just putting a few of the finer details in place whenever Honda approached me with a nice contract offer for next season. And to be fair, at first I figured loyalty and a bit of continuity with the Yamaha team would have been good, but next year the rules change quite a bit, and I believe the rule changes will suit the Honda slightly better than the Yamaha. So on a machine front, I was kind of leaning towards the Honda. The Honda team, you know, historically they're the strongest team in the championship. They've won more titles than any other team. Honda UK have the prestige, if you like, to race for. So as a kid growing up, I've always wanted to kind of be part of that team, and a lot of my heroes when I was younger raced for that team. So when I weighed it all up, there was a lot of positives for the Honda side of things, and just disappointed, sad to leave the Swan Yamaha team, but at the same time excited to be joining the Honda UK team, and really looking forward to next season now.
I always imagine, for example, when I talk to footballers, they move from one club to another, it's the deal is, you know, what's in it for me and what are the aspirations of the club, if you like. But for a motorcyclist, it must be much more difficult, really, because it's, OK, your own personal contract is clearly important, but presumably it's how good's the bike and what's the backup team like behind me?
Yeah, that's it. You can't just purely look at it on a business side of things. There's the personal relationships, the backup from the team and from any manufacturer support you can get. There's a lot of things that kind of have to be in place to consider the top ride. It's not just one thing. It can't be just the bike or the team or the package. So you've got a lot of things to weigh up, and it is a tough call, but one wrong decision can set your career back a couple of years, and ultimately I want to race World Superbike or MotoGP now that the rule changes are going to be coming in place in 2013. It's a lot more realistic for guys like us to make the step from BSB into MotoGP. Even James Ellison's done it this year. So, Honda themselves as a company are a great company to be with for furthering your career and making that step up the career ladder. So I feel if I could go and do the business for the Honda team in the UK, win the British Superbike Championship, I may get the possibility to take the step up with them to World Superbike. So that was a big factor in the decision, looking for longevity and helping with that step up to World Championship level. So, yeah, you just have to hope that everything comes together, but I believe I'm in the right place with the Honda UK side.